Hollywood, the United States Navy, the greatest Navy in the world, presents Navy Star Time with Buzz Adlam and his orchestra. And as our singing skipper, one of young America's favorite stars. This is High Averback inviting you for the United States Navy and its Naval Reserve to come aboard for music and song. And here on deck, ready to take over the helm of our vocal flagship, is your skipper star, Mel Torme.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Well, guys and gals, I don't have to tell you how very glad I am to be back at the helm of another Navy Star Time show. Sort of piloted through its paces, and right now, with your very kind permission, we'd sort of like to pull up anchor and be getting underway with a thing called You Ought to Be in Pictures.
To be in pictures, you're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, oh what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation, your face would be adored. You'd be a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshiping at your throne. Tutti frutti, you ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. And if you should sing like me, nonchalance, you'd make every girl and man a fan. What do you want? You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures. You'd be terrific at RKO. Jane Russell would have to go when you are my star of stars. You ought to be in pictures.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Well, we're right on course, and we're still making knots on the high seas, so without losing any weight, we'd like to now skip along to one of my very favorite tunes, guys. Just what many a blue jacket is saying to some beautiful girl on some enchanted shore. And incidentally, our latest Capitol release. We hope you like it. It's called I Hadn't Anyone Till You.
Till you, I was a lonely one. Till you, I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be someone in the wide world just made for me. Now I see I had to save my love for you. I never gave my love to you. And through my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone I hadn't anyone to.
Dental students, when you plan your intern training, plan to serve your internship in Navy's famous hospitals. Here you find the finest in equipment and facilities to further your professional skill. And what's more, you can be sure that your Navy intern training meets the highest standards in the land. When you are selected for a Naval dental internship, you win an officer's commission. And during your internship, you get the full active duty pay and allowances of your rank. Find out today how you can qualify for Navy's dental intern training. For full particulars, write to BUMED, B-U-M-E-D, BUMED, Washington 25, D.C.
Skipper Mel Torme's orders are to keep moving, so this is Buzz Adlam and the crew saying aye, aye, sir, with On the Lone Prairie.
Buzz Adlam and the gang certainly made plenty of knots with that one, didn't they? Incidentally, this is Skipper Mel Torme back on deck, and we're coming your way up the gangway with Baby, Don't You Go Away Mad.
I must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. It's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Now cheating shows and it never goes. You got a right to be disturbed, I suppose. She was nothing but a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Her kind's a dime a dozen. That's not the kind I want. Whoever dreamt your cousin would wander into that restaurant. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I understand why you're so upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. I tell you, her kind's a dime a dozen. I really went to such pains till I found out your cousin was an ever-loving fan of Frankie Lane's. How embarrassing. When I found out, boy, I turned her loose. I brushed her off and that cooked her wild goose. Come and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Baby, 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 baby. Don't you go away mad.
And now, a word about what women will wear. First, white will be worn again this season by many women. For instance, nurses, including Navy nurses, who will also wear navy blue. And by the way, if you are a registered or student nurse, find out how you can advance most rapidly in your profession. Find out how you, too, can be a Navy nurse. Here you have a planned career, opportunity to practice nursing in all its phases, on land, at sea, and in the air. Or to specialize through postgraduate study at American colleges and universities. For full details, write today to BUMED, B-U-M-E-D, BUMED, Washington 25, D.C.
Well, that just about does it, gang. It's time to weigh anchor and wind up our little cruise. Before long, I'll be back at the helm of another Navy Star Time show. This is Skipper Mel Torme saying thanks for joining me and Buzz Adlam and his crew. And, oh, incidentally, before I'm relieved of further duty on deck, here's a last-minute reminder from the Navy. Ask your recruiting officer to tell you about the interesting places and the interesting faces he's seen in his travels. So long, everybody.
Thank you, Mel Torme. And friends, be sure to listen when this station again brings you another Navy Star Time with Buzz Adlam and his orchestra, plus young America's favorite singing stars, Dick Haynes, Frankie Lane, Gordon McRae, Joe Stafford, Mel Torme, and Jimmy Wakely. This program was transcribed in Hollywood and presented through the cooperation of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. It is written and directed by Al Simon, produced by Edison Von Ottenfeld, and supervised by William J. Bailey for the United States Navy Recruiting Service. This is High Aberback, battening down the hatches on another broadcast of Navy Star Time. And this is the voice of the Navy, reminding you young Americans that on the sea, under the sea, and over the sea, there's a job for you in Navy Blue.